Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast with Pastor Kevin J. Norton. We'd like to take this opportunity to invite you and your family to any of our services beginning Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, 10:45 our morning worship, and evening worship on Sunday at 6 p.m., our midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our church is located 1 mile off Highway 27 on the Mountain View Road. We're just an old-fashioned King James Bible-believing Baptist church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
If I survey all the goodness that comes to me from above, would I count all the blessings from out the storehouse of love? I simply ask for a favor of Him beyond mortal kin. I'm sure He'd grant it again and again. I want to stroll over heaven with You some glad day when all our troubles and heartaches have truly vanished away. Then we'll enjoy all the beauty where all things are near. I want to stroll over heaven with You. So many places of beauty we've longed to see here below, but time and treasures have kept us from making plans, as You know. But come that morning of rapture, together we'll stand anew, and then I'll stroll over heaven with You. I want to stroll over heaven with You some glad day when all our troubles and heartaches have truly vanished away. Then we'll enjoy all the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with You. I want to stroll over heaven with You some glad day when all our troubles and heartaches have truly vanished away.
Amen. What a beautiful day the Lord's given this morning. I trust that you're up getting ready to go to the house of the Lord and honor Him who's been so good to you. I hope that you're in the Christmas season, in the mood, and thank God just to worship and honor the Lord. This is the time of year that we do set aside, that we recognize and we acknowledge, and we certainly celebrate the sending of our Savior into this world, the birth that God took place. And I'm glad that He was born in this world, that we could be born again. And I'm glad this morning to know that I have a Savior. And once again, God reminds us here at the end of the year, the last month and the last few days, that there is a Savior for all men this morning. And so I'm just going to rejoice. I'm not going to let all the Grinches and all the Scrooges steal my thunder. I'm not going to debate, not going to argue about exactly what time or when Christ was really born. And I'm not going to argue about the Christmas trees and the ornaments and all these other things. I'm just going to celebrate the birth of my Savior into this world. I think it's worthy to certainly acknowledge what God has done for us this morning. Remember these on our prayer list today. Pray for Pauline Loggins and Mildred Hawkins. Remember Frankie Klein this morning in your prayers, and Alan Hughes and Caleb Nance and Blake Bramlett. Also, Miss Betty Simpson. Remember Stella Burnett this morning in your prayers. Remember Brother Cecil Parris this morning, and also Miss Glenda Henderson, member Jerry Deering this morning, and also member Miss Vicky, that she's been sick, member LeBron Bradley in the hospital this morning. Keep praying for Sister Lisa Proctor this morning, also David Rogers is in the hospital, member Max Tankersley this morning, that God undertake for his needs as well. And remember the Lowell Cantrell family. I know this family's been through much trouble and sorrows right now, and so we certainly want to remember him and his wife and his daughters this morning, that God would undertake for their needs as well. I'd like to invite you all to our Christmas dinner here at Mountain View Baptist Church this morning after morning service, and even come by and enjoy a meal with us. And then also next Sunday, on the 15th, it'll be our Christmas play here at Mountain View Baptist Church. It'll be at 6 o'clock on Sunday night, 6 o'clock. Though our regular service is at 5 o'clock, we're having our Christmas play at 6 o'clock on the 15th. And I'd like to invite you all to come out and enjoy that. Hope this song is a blessing to you this morning.
Joy, joy, unspeakable joy, music is filling me. Messiah or Emmanuel, Alpha, Omega, and King. Hope of the ages at last has been born. Let's join all creation and sing. Joy, joy, unspeakable joy. Music is filling the air. Glory, oh glory. Mary, sweet boy, there in the manger asleep. Eden's deep gloom will be taken away by the Lamb lying there with the sheep. Joy, joy, unspeakable joy, music is filling the air. Glory, oh glory to God. Angels are everywhere. Joy, joy, unspeakable joy. Music is filling the air. Glory, oh glory to God. Angels are everywhere.
Amen. Luke's Gospel, chapter number 2 this morning. I'd like to continue in our thought on Christmas theme this morning, and we'll start here in verses number 8. The Bible said, "There were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. They were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day, in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Our Heavenly Father, now God, once again we bow before you this morning. We thank you such a beautiful day, God, that you've given, God, the blessings upon our life, the very breath that we draw this morning, God. We thank you, Father, this morning for a place to go and worship this morning, God. We thank you for the Word of God this morning to find direction and encouragement, God, inspiration, Lord, for our lives. And our Father, we thank you for the Christmas story this morning, God, the sending of your Son into this world this morning, God. We ask you, Father, for all of these that we've made mention of this morning, God, the sick and those in the hospital this morning, God, those that are bedfast, and those in the nursing home this morning, God, you certainly pass by their way and visit and minister unto their lives this morning, God. I pray that wherever your people are gathered together this morning, you'd certainly be in the midst today, and may you anoint your men to stand and boldly proclaim the truths of thy word, and may it go forth this morning, God, and accomplish where you send it, God, and most of all, that some precious soul
soul this morning might come to the saving knowledge of Christ, and I be born again in the family of God. May your wonderful name be exalted. May it be high and lifted up this morning. May you draw all of us unto yourself this morning, God. I pray you get glory out of your people this morning, God. Have your will, your way. And as the Apostle John prayed, even so come, Lord Jesus. And for all of this, we'll thank you and praise you this morning. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen this morning. I want to preach on the thought this morning, God being our helper, continuing in our theme on Christmas, concerning the first Noel. The first Noel this morning. Now I realize that Christmas time has an effect on almost everyone, especially here in our country. It brings out something different in us all. Most of the time, it's it lasts about the first of the year. In some, it inspires them to love a little more, to have some more compassion. Give a little bit more this year. It seems like this time of year, we hear stories about Scrooges and Grinches that turn themselves around. For others, it brings out memories of sadness and anxieties and loneliness. Sometimes it seems like the burden often gets heavier about this time of year. And some have a hard time getting in the Christmas spirit. But may I remind you this morning that Christmas is not about you. It's not about the gifts. It's not about the gatherings. It's not about the party or the presents, the trees or the decorations, the families or the food. It has nothing to do with us and everything to do with Him. The reason for the season this morning, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. It's been our tradition and our custom to honor one on their day of birth. Amen. And how fitting this morning that we've set aside a day to recognize, to acknowledge. I thank God this morning to give praise unto the Lord Jesus Christ. You know why the world hates Christmas so much? Because once a year, brother, the Lord Jesus Christ is brought to the forefront, and they're confronted with the fact that they need a Savior. Amen. And if they need a Savior, they must be a sinner. I thank God this morning. And so they fight it. They protest it. They resist it. They've tried to fill it with other things other than what it is all about this morning, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And so here, the first Noel, sang by the angels this morning. The word Noel simply means a Christmas carol. It simply means a story of inspiration this morning. Amen. And so, thank God, it was upon that day, dear friend, when God dispatched the angels from glory. I thank God this morning to sing that first Noel unto mankind this morning. The Christmas story starts, brother, with the angels. Dear friend, those created beings that God dispatches as messengers unto men this morning. Amen. When you think about it, there are the mentioning of angels this morning. In fact, there's some 9 different times in the Christmas story, brother, where angels, dear friend, are used this morning. Amen. The Bible said Gabriel 2 times, the angel of the Lord 6 times, the word angel some 19 times, the heavenly host. Dear friend, Luke mentions angels more than any other. Some 23 times he makes mention of angels in the Christmas story this morning. Amen. Dear friend, we think about angels this morning. There are 5 angels that are mentioned by name in the Word of God this morning. Dear friend, there's Gabriel this morning. Dear friend, Gabriel is the Lord's messenger. He was the one that was dispatched unto Daniel to reveal to him the end of time. How dear friend, in the things concerning the visions that he saw. There's Michael, the one that's called the archangel, the defender. I thank God this morning. And then, of course, there's Lucifer. How dear friend, the Bible said he's the fallen angel, the one we refer to as the devil, as Satan this morning. The Bible also mentions one by the name of Beelzebub. Amen. And then in Revelation 9, the Bible said that the angel of the bottomless pit is called Apollyon. And so there are five angels mentioned by name in the Word of God. But Gabriel is the only one connected with the Christmas story this morning. Five times you'll find the Bible said that the angel appeared to men in dreams in the Christmas story. Amen. Here in Luke's Gospel, chapter 1 and verse 11, the Bible said the angel appeared unto Zacchaeus. Amen. Or Zacharias. The Bible said in verse 28 that the angel came in. In chapter 2 and verse 9, the angel came upon them. In verse 13 of chapter 2, that suddenly appeared. Dear friend, angels everywhere. As the song said this morning. Amen. Then I think about the message that the angel brought. Amen. Thank God, the glad and the good tidings of great joy. Amen. Dear friend, that the angels bring unto the Christmas story this morning. Amen. So I want you to notice this morning the first Noel this morning. First of all, let's focus on the message that the angels brought this morning. Every song ought to have a message. It ought to say something. I thank God that's clear, that's understood. Understandable. Dear friend, I'm not into this subliminal. The read between the lines. These parodies this morning say one thing, mean another. Thank God, just repeat the same words over and over. Dear friend, I think a song ought to have a message. Dear friend, that touches and encourages, that inspires this morning. Thank God, and when God dispatched the heavenly angels to sing the first Noel, thank God, it had something to say, dear friend, to the entire world that's still speaking unto you and I today. Amen. It was a message of peace. Amen. The first thing the angel said, I fear not. Amen. In fact, four times you'll find in the Christmas story that the angel said, fear not. Gabriel said unto Mary, fear not. I said unto Joseph, fear not. I said unto Zacharias, fear not. And here unto the shepherds, the angel said, fear not. Amen. I'm glad that little phrase is mentioned over 100 times in God's Word. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, it's not God's design. Dear friend, just to scare us into submission. I realize the Bible talks about the fear of God being the beginning of wisdom and having fear and reverence. Thank God for our Creator. Amen. His holiness. Dear friend, this morning. But I am talking about peace. I thank God that's what this message brings. Amen. They're looking for peace. They're longing for peace. Dear friend, they're trying to find peace in a piece of paper. They're trying to get peace through the accords. I thank God through the treaties. Dear friend, through the meetings. Dear friend, and I'm telling you, the only peace it has ever come to this earth is when the Prince of Peace, thank God, came. And the only time he'll ever come again is when he comes again. He is peace this morning. Amen. The only peace you'll ever know is if Jesus abides in your heart. Amen. I thank God, peace this morning. I realize it is through, dear friend, the Bible said through the fear, dear friend, this morning that you and I thank God, come to the knowledge of Christ. Amen. I realize it was a fear of hell this morning that got me down the aisle, that opened up my heart, dear friend, this morning. But I'm telling you, I'm glad for the peace that passes all understanding. I'm glad this morning for peace like a river. Amen. Jesus said, peace I leave leave with you. Not as the world knows it. Thank God, peace this morning. The Christmas story is one of peace. Man, I realize it's become one of controversy. I realize it's become one. I thank God that brings dispute and arguments. Dear friend, but from the beginning, it was a message of peace to this world. Amen. I also want you to notice it is a positive message. The angel said good tidings. I thank God this morning. Dear friend, good tidings of great joy. Amen. I thank God this morning. Dear friend, I am telling you it is not. Dear friend, we're here at Christmas time singing the blues. Tears in our beard. How depressing. Dear friend, I'm telling you the Christmas story is good news. Amen. As water is to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, I realize there's empty chairs. Dear friend, around the table, when our families get together. I realize, this friend, this morning, there's a lot of things that have happened to Christmas that remind us, dear friend, of the sad events of our life. But I'm telling you, if you'll ever get a hold of the real and the true meaning of Christmas, brother, is joy unspeakable and full of joy, glory this morning. Dear friend, it is a positive message this morning. Dear friend, one we can embrace, thank God this morning, one that we can have through all of our sorrows. As this year comes to a close, as it comes to an end, I thank God we can leave out on a positive note this morning. Dear friend, I'm glad of that. But it's also a message. I thank God that's paramount. The Bible said it is unto all men. I thank God this morning. The Christmas story is a universal story this morning. It's not just meant for a faithful few. It's not just meant for those that have money. Thank God this morning the Christmas message is meant to all men, unto us. I thank God. Dear friend, I'm glad the Lord came for all men this morning. Dear friend, but not only find the message of the first Noel, but then I find the meaning of the first Noel. Amen. The message is what we're singing. The meaning is why we're singing it. Amen. The reason behind it all. Amen. I'm glad, thank God. Dear friend, I realize there's nothing wrong with traditions and decorations. Dear friend, this morning. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, we ought to take the time and opportunity to explain to those around us. Dear friend, the reason behind all of it this morning. Amen. Dear friend, there's nothing more sickening. Dear friend, as to pass by a sign that says Xmas. Amen. If you X out Christ, brother, there's no reason to celebrate. There's no reason to have joy. There's no reason for the season at all without him this morning. I've noticed the purpose of Christmas or the first Noel. The Bible said unto you, I thank God a child is born. Amen. Dear friend, I'm glad this morning. Dear friend, the Bible tells us that the angels declared, dear friend, that unto you is born this day in the city of David. I thank God a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Amen. There are three names given unto him. I hear from the Bible said he's a Savior. I thank God he is Christ and he is the Lord this morning. Amen. The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of glory, he that is eternal. I hear from to be wrapped in a robe of flesh. I dear friend, this morning to walk among men. I dear friend, to be made lower than the angels, fashioned like unto his brethren. The Bible said that Christ was manifest in the flesh. Amen. I dear friend, God come down. I dear friend, among us, it's more than just a manger. Amen. I thank God this morning he come for a purpose. Unto you is born. Isaiah said, unto us does. I thank God this morning. The only reason that Christ came into this world was for us. Amen. I thank God. Then notice it's personal. He said, the Bible said, the angels, this should be a sign unto you. Amen. Dear friend, I'm glad this morning that the Lord reveals himself personally unto us. Amen. I realize amazing grace may mean something different to all of us. Amen. Through the many toils and snares that we've already come. Dear friend, salvation is personal. Dear friend, though the message is universal. Dear friend, though the means of it. We all come through the same door, through the same way. But God reveals himself personally unto all of us. Amen. Dear friend, the Bible also said it's productive. The Bible said they came and found the babe, just as the angel said, and they made known abroad. Amen. I thank God they went out to tell the story. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, the shepherds, dear friend, this morning, they encouraged them. Dear friend, I'm telling you, the first Noel, if you hear about it, if it sticks in your heart, you'll want to share it with somebody else. But notice the motivation. Amen. I'll tell you, if you get it just right, you can celebrate Christmas throughout the year. Amen. I'm not talking about leaving your tree up or the decorations. Amen. Dear friend, we've got enough rednecks in the world as it is. Dear friend, but I'm talking about the message and the story and the meaning burning in your heart throughout the year. Amen. Dear friend, the Bible said it produced praise even of the angels, for they said, glory to God in the highest. Amen. Man's chief end is to glorify God and to keep his commandments. Amen. Singing the glory of God. Amen. Dear friend, reaching out to others this morning and demonstrating and displaying, dear friend, the love of Christ that ought to be seen this morning. Yes, one time a year, folks will pass by our house and they'll recognize that we celebrate Christmas. They'll see the manger seen outside. They'll see the twinkling lights. They'll see the tree through the window. Dear friend, but all year round, they ought to be able to look at us and tell, thank God, they something different about us. It proclaims peace on earth. I thank God this morning. Dear friend, I'm glad that we can have hope for others this morning to give them peace. Dear friend, it promises prosperity, goodwill toward men. Dear friend, I'm telling you, the Christmas benefits are more than just a box with a bow. Dear friend, it's more than just exchanging of gifts. Dear friend, there are daily benefits and blessings. Thank God this morning that I bring to our life this morning as we live for him. Amen. Dear friend, I'm glad this morning we can proclaim it unto all men this morning. Amen. And I hope and pray, dear friend, that the angel's song will emanate from your heart, that it'll resonate from your life. Dear friend, this morning, the peace on earth and goodwill toward men. Amen. Dear friend, when you look at the news and see all the things that are going wrong, I know that at one time, I thank God there's something right here upon this earth. And it's the only hope that we have. Dear friend, it's to look beyond this life unto him. I thank God that was given unto us. Amen. I'm glad I'm saved this morning. May the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer.